Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
It's that time of year when ranchers are gathering up all of their odds and ends cows that lost calves or just aren't going to make the trip to summer grass, and instead giving them their last ticket to town. But for people like us who live this way of life, a trip to the sale barn becomes a really big town day. As we pulled onto Highway 20, we were following another pickup and trailer all the way to the sale barn. We unloaded our cows and then we went about town doing our errands, where we ran into that same pickup and trailer at many of our stops. A stop at the farm supply store to grab supplies to get tanks and windmills going, a stop at the feed store for some supplements the girls ordered for their show heifers, a big check dropped off at the vet clinic for branding shots, tick medications, and warmer for the dogs, where I also picked up a couple of pounds of freshly roasted coffee from the local coffee connoisseur whose roastery sits right behind the vet clinic. We refilled propane bottles and picked up some lunch, and no trip to town is complete without a stock up at the grocery store. So after a few hours in town stimulating the local economy, we hit the road back to home. As we turned off of the highway, it was interesting to see that same pickup and trailer we followed to town following us down the highway headed back to their ranch. And all of this because we had a few cows that needed to go to town. If you are still lucky enough to have a sale barn in your community, support it, because I don't think it can be understated the amount of business they bring to your community on sale day.
Parker James here for Your Ag Network and America's Hot Barn Report. Mics and cameras are packed, and I'm headed to Washington Watch in D.C. to interview the movers and shakers in American agriculture. Follow us at the Hot Barn Report on Facebook and any other social media site as we interview farm state politicians and the new Secretary of Agriculture. These reports are made possible thanks to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Raiden Tursa, the great folks at Horizon Healthcare, and our friends at Risk Associates. Thank you for supporting farm broadcasting and agriculture.